To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
It's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Attain the height of my powers. Now I will pass solar judgment on this pitiful city. Forests, burn! Ocean, burn! Yoga Fest, burn! What's this? Discorder Magazine. Ooh. Ah.
Discorder July August Summer issue featuring articles on Leisha Sets, Tempest, Eileen Bryant, Gal Grayson, and an art feature by Puppy Teeth, plus much more. Find Discorder around Vancouver at cafes, venues, record stores, and online at discorder.ca. Special thanks to this month's advertisers, the Astoria Audio Pile, Davie Street Party, Don't Argue Pizzeria, Hastings Crossings BIA, Castellano Block Party, Live Van, Pressing Matters, Redgate, Reggae Fest, the Rickshaw Theater, the Rio Theater, Rifflandia, Shindig, Victory Square, Vinyl Records, and Zipcar. It's not getting any zippier than that.
This alone shall be saved. As will the rest.
Yes, honey, I oh, I do love you.
Here we go.
Oh, are you aware of music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR? And I think the sun outside is affecting our brains in here.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Welcome to your Thursday evening. We're the soundtrack for your night. It's a beauty out there. So hopefully you've got the tunes cranked out on your back deck, down at the beach, soaking up some UVs.
Uvas.
Uvas, as we call them here at Are You Aware. So thank you for tuning in. If you're new to listening to Are You Aware, music that has something to say, what we do is we actually play music that has something to say. So we profile...
Way to be descriptive there.
Yeah, you know, leading him right to water. We play music with a message or musicians that are using their skills and talents to highlight social justice issues or nonprofits and charities locally right here in Vancouver or globally as well. And we're all about spreading the positive vibes and bringing you knowledge. We're trying to enlighten our audience through music. Music is a powerful tool and a powerful medium.
Absolutely, and that's why we tell you all about what our musicians have done philanthropically, just to inspire you, the listeners, to go out and do something good for world kind.
Yeah, and that was a funky track we started with.
Well, I thought it was a good way to start a sunny Thursday afternoon with the Sufferers, which are from Houston, Texas, and they're obviously a soul band, 10-piece, formed in 2011, and their name comes from the 1978 Jamaican film Rockers. The Sufferers define their sound as Gulf Coast soul.
That's unique to them, I'm guessing.
Exactly.
Or maybe there's a little scene down in Houston that we don't know about.
Well, if there is, let us know, because we'd love to know.
Yeah.
And they said that their biggest influence is their environment and all of the musical styles they encounter. So that includes a melting pot of blues, soul, country, Caribbean, Cajun, and hip-hop, among others. And you can totally see that in that fun tune we just played, which was Make Some Room by from their self-titled album.
Yeah, in December 2015, Billboard actually listed The Sufferers' debut full-length album as one of the top 10 anticipated rock and alternative albums. So they have gained at least a certain amount of, I guess, mainstream attention. And also in the early months of 2015, BuzzFeed listed them as one of the 25 new artists you need in your life in 2015.
And I absolutely agree with that statement.
Well, I gotta explore them a little more. I'm thinking.
Maybe that's a long weekend job for
you. Yeah, maybe this weekend I'll just listen to The Sufferers.
All weekends.
Doesn't sound like I'd be suffering by doing that.
Oh, that's a good plan.
I know.
Words.
I'm cute.
I feel like you are. I feel like it's been a while since you and I have been in the studio.
It has, and that's why we've got this weird energy going. It's kind of a playful energy I'm feeling.
Absolutely, absolutely.
It's not a bad thing.
And I've been asked by certain people when you're going to play some Italian music after your sojourn in Italy.
I've been playing Italian music at home quite a bit lately.
Well, we got to hear it on the airwaves.
All right, next show.
The public's asking.
Next show, I'll be bringing the Milano flavor.
And I mean, I feel like there's been since the last time we've been on the show, which would have been, what, a month ago together, I feel like a lot has happened in the world in general.
Oh, my God. I don't even know where to start. It seems like every time I open a newspaper, turn on the news, listen to, you know, the radio, that there's something in the news that's absolutely disturbing.
Yeah, or devastating. One of the two. And usually what's disturbing is coming out of Trump's mouth most of the time.
Quite frequently, yeah. That's just scary. I know we've talked about that a number of times on the show, and that is a scary situation just to think that there actually is, even if it's a 1% probability of that happening, of that man leading the United States into, you know, the next... or for the next 4 years. That's scary, just that possibility.
Well, and I think it's pretty much what everyone's talking about, not only in the States, but in Canada and around the world. And, you know, if he does get in power, I think America will become quite isolationist, and that's probably not a good thing.
No, not at all. Not at all. It's, you know, you have to play nicely in this world that we live in. You
know, absolutely.
The world is becoming a lot smaller with, you know, the use of technology. And all these free trade agreements various agreements that countries have with each other, you have to play nicely, and I don't think that's Trump's politics.
Well, and after you see what's happening in the news lately, I mean, every second day you're hearing about another attack and a machete attack, a knife attack. I feel like hate's winning right now, and we can't have that. Hate and fear, everyone's being fueled on that. I don't know why 2016 is like this, but we need to make a change. Spread the love.
We definitely do. And you know what? I think it's just a small minority of people that are ruining it for everyone else. You know what I mean?
Always happens. That's why you can't drink at the beach anymore.
It's true.
Or have bonfires at the beach.
It's true.
And the other thing I'm finding interesting as a newly minted Canadian is how much more Canadians talk about the American election than they ever did about the Canadian election.
We do have a fascination with American politics. I would be the first person to tell you that I probably not pay more attention, but I do pay quite a bit of attention to American politics, despite, it obviously does affect us in Canada, but, you know, who's the prime minister here you'd think would affect me more,
mm-hmm.
but I pay a significant amount of attention to American politics, more than I should probably.
Yeah, and you're not alone, because I've noticed that a lot in not just our group of friends, but in numerous different groups I've associated with.
It's almost like a soap opera, though. It's more dramatic. It's more of, you know, the way they frame things, it's almost like soap opera, television program.
Well, and that's what America's good at, being sensationalist, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah.
Keep the circus running.
Yes, they excel.
They excel. Yeah. And you know, Trump, as much as I hope he doesn't get in and I don't agree with anything that he says, he really is playing the media like a fiddle. And that's why he's getting all the media attention, because he's being outlandish.
He's an entertainer. That's what he is,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's leveraging that skill set to his benefit in politics. Yeah.
Well, in the next weeks and months, I'm sure we'll be talking about more ridiculousness that's going on in America. But let's get back to some happier times with music that makes, that's a real indication of humans getting it right.
That's right. And we're going to play an American musician, and a great American city is featured in his name. So we're going to play BJ the Chicago Kid. Chicago, great city. He is an American singer-songwriter from Chicago. You got it. Became inspired to pursue a music career after seeing Janet Jackson perform on tour.
Isn't that cool? I love that. I mean, some people might not, like, admit to Janet Jackson.
I know. I respect this guy for stepping up and say it was Janet. It wasn't Michael. It was Janet
exactly.
That inspired me.
So Rhythm Nation, baby.
You got it. At the age of 19, he moved to L.A., where he became a backup singer for American gospel duo Mary Mary, and he also performed on Stevie Wonder's A Time to Love from 2005 and released his debut mixtape A Taste of Chicago around that time, I'm assuming.
And in February 2012, he independently released his debut studio album, Pineapple Now Laters, which helped him subsequently secure a record deal with Motown in August 2012, which is a huge coup, because Motown Records is one of the record labels to associate with and has basically stood the test of time. You know, other record labels have folded, but Motown, the richness of their history and is just second to none.
They got that great foundation.
That's right. And December in 2013, in December, he released a Christmas theme extended play EP titled A Soulful Christmas for free online. In My Mind is the second studio album, and that's what we are going to be playing in a second. And this album, which serves as his major label debut and was released in Motown just in February 2016, he's actually going to be performing on Wednesday. Oh, he performed last night, Wednesday, July 27th at Alexander in Gastown. I don't know where that is. I looked it up and I still can't think of where it is.
Gastown.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Tips. All right.
Where I can.
With that, never ask Christian for directions. Just a little tip from me to you. Here we go with BJ the Chicago Kid turning me up. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Play from the top, Mr. Ian. Let me get a track. Turn me up a little bit more.
Baby, keep on turning me up. We'll be right back.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Thank you. Is this disguise? Is this disguise gonna play out? How many times? How many times we had laid out? You can't decide how to divide what you laid out. In all the lines you drew, you didn't find what you set out to. Set out to, set out to. So many lies, so many lies that you thought out. It's no surprise, you're shaking our eyes, get you caught out. A little time, a little time, and it's alright. In all the lines you drew, you didn't find what you set out to, 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 oh, you set out to.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. We're just having a gay old time in here, aren't we?
We are. We're just like 50s, what is it, 40s gay? Is that when they said it was happy?
I think so, yeah, yeah. Those songs made me happy, too.
Oh, thanks,
there's God. There's a lot of elements that are making me quite happy tonight.
And you have a cool new T-shirt.
I've got a cool new T-shirt. I celebrated a birthday, I don't know, a couple weeks ago now.
Yeah, mid-July.
Yeah, and I just got a birthday gift that I forgot was coming, so I'm pretty happy about that. The sunshine is just absolutely brightening my day. And those two tracks that we just played after BJ, the Chicago Kid, were absolutely wonderful.
Well, thanks.
Why don't you tell them who we played?
I'm glad you enjoyed them.
Yeah.
So it was funny, I was talking with some of our mutual friends last night about the show, and they knew that it was on today, and you'd send me the information for the show, and I was like, sweet, and I'm looking through, and they wanted to know what we were playing today, and I was explaining how you and I break down the show, so it's not like a huge amount of work every 2 weeks. So we choose 7 songs each, so it's always a bit of a surprise because we don't always listen to the other person's choices before we get into the studio, which I quite like.
I love it, yeah, and I want to clarify, were those friends or fans that we're asking you?
They were friends.
Oh, you should have said fans.
Fans by default, no.
Yeah, there we go. They have to be fans.
I always feel like there's only you and I talking and no one's listening, so.
We all know that's not true.
That's right. Our fans love us. That's your mum and my mum. So in the middle there, we had Lastlings with Verona from their album. Oh, it's actually a single. Now, they're so fresh that there's not that much information about them. I was trawling the internet trying to find more information about them, but they're an Australian duo composed of siblings Josh and Amy Dowdle. And Amy is still at high school, so that voice and still at high school.
Dynamite voice, a beautiful voice, yeah.
And they're from the Gold Coast in Queensland, which is northeastern Australia, and they were unearthed through Triple J in 2015. And I've talked a little bit about Triple J in the past. Triple J is like CBC Radio 3, I guess is the best way to describe it. But it's an institution in Australia. Everybody listens. Anyone, you know, who likes indie music or independent music listens to Triple J. They started this Unearthed competition probably 20 years ago. And the first, I think I've told this story before, the first band that they unearthed was Silverchair.
Not bad.
So what they do is they actually, because like Canada, Australia is very sparse and there's a lot of small towns around the country that really don't get the benefits of big city living with regards to being exposed for radio shows and things like that. So what Triple J realized was, wow, there's all this untapped talent around Australia that aren't having access to recording or being able to have their music on the radio and be promoted. So they basically started this Unearthed competition, which means that they go around to all these small towns around Australia looking for new talent, and then they promote these bands on Triple J and then become mega stars like Silverchair did.
Yeah, and they went on to be very successful, releasing a number of albums and success not only in Australia, but in the US and Canada also. So.
Absolutely. So if you want to check out, I know we shouldn't be promoting another station on air, but it's an Australian station, so I think we're fine. But if you really want to know what's happening down in Australia, check out Triple J and check out their Unearthed page to see all their new and cool stuff.
Yeah, and the last song we played in that set of three was Elderbrook with How Many Times from their album called Simmer Down. They started off in an indie band when they were 16, and Simmer Down was released in 2014, and they'll be playing with Hayden Smith at Fortune Sound Club in the fall.
Yeah.
The fall. We're talking about the fall already. Oh, my
well,
God.
Well, you apparently are booked solid until end of September now, so...
I'm in demand.
I have to book, a beer with you 6 months ahead by the sounds of things.
You know, when you're in demand, you're in demand, I guess. I don't know.
So
I don't know.
Popular.
Yeah. What have we got coming up next?
We have Block Party, and they really don't need much introduction. They are obviously the indie band. They formed at the 1999 Reading Festival. I went to the 97 Reading Festival.
Did you really?
So that shows how old I am.
Now, can I ask, you might not remember, because I know it was a couple years ago, but who headlined that festival that you went to?
I don't know who headlined, but I remember Blur was there. I remember... I remember Blur, I think, not Oasis, I think, Happy Mondays may have. People are going to go back and look at the 97 lineup and go, Fleur, you're talking absolute gobshite, because half those bands
I know, I put you on the spot a little bit, but
I do remember
we'll go with
that Blur.
Blur
were there.
Yeah.
And that was a really fun, that's a really great festival. And I love hearing about bands meeting at a festival and then joining, because that's the epitome of bringing the music together, showing the love and creating new and wonderful songs.
They're getting inspired by other musicians, right?
I know. It couldn't be any better. I'm extremely excited that the Block Party are coming to Vancouver the day after my birthday on September 16th. So I'm going with a couple of buddies. It's going to be a crazy fun night. They released their debut album, Silent Alarm, in 2005, and it was met with critical acclaim and was named the album Indie Album of the Year and NME's Album of the Year back then. This is their fifth studio album, Hymns, and it was released in January 2016. They've sold over 3 million albums worldwide. They're not doing too badly. They've changed their lineup slightly. There's a couple of new members, and this is their first album with these new members. But, a few of them have stuck around, and it's going to be a good show.
Yeah, you're lucky to be going.
I'm very lucky. I have Block Party that night, and then you and I have a date for Charles Bradley the
Mr.
next night.
Mr. Bradley. Looking forward
so
to that.
Excited.
Yeah. This past January, Block Party was among a number of bands that were supposed to perform at the Southwestern Australia Music Festival, Southbound, so earlier that year. But due to bushfire in Yarloop, which I don't know where that is. You could probably tell me.
Yeah, it's a couple of hours south of Perth. So, but you pronounced it very well.
Bushfires are a big problem in Australia, right?
Very big problem.
So, and there was a fire raging at the time of the festival, so the festival was canceled. So Block Party and a band called Disclosure and Birds of Tokyo played a benefit gig at a stadium in Perth in support of the people of Yarloop, with all net proceeds from that gig going to the Australian Bushfire Appeal. So getting involved directly and making a difference in something that also affected them and a number of Australians in that area.
Absolutely. I think there's like 130 houses were burnt, and, you know, it's a tiny little town, so that makes a huge impact, as we know with what just happened in Fort McMurray.
Yeah,
and
that's
now
right.
What's happening in LA or California.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're
the
totally
hottest,
right.
Hottest year on record so
I
far.
Know.
Great.
So here is Block Party with the good news. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
Spent my commission on another diversion, and don't got no meaning, no purpose left at all. My pastor tells me that my light is dimming. Been too long drifting in an ocean. It's okay, you just need faith. Been looking for answers in the wrong place. But how do I tell him that there's something missing, and I don't got no substance since you've gone? Every day I go down to the water and I pray since me that way. Oh Lord, I'm trying to keep my mind on the good news that's in my heart. Now I can make the eyes to anyone that I desire, burning down with all the lost boys at the very edge of town. Now I can spin a lie that binds me up all through the night, cause I've got no one home to answer to this time. Every day is a repeat, like a carrier bag stuck in a tree. Find my answers in the Gospels of St. John, but now I find them at the bottom of this shot glass. Every day I go down to the water and I pray since you led me that way. Oh Lord, I'm trying to keep my sights on the good news that's in my heart.
Labor Day weekend, September 2nd to the 4th, It's the Bumbershoot Festival 2016 in Seattle, Washington. The festival's got a little something for everyone, with music, comedy, arts, culture, and food. Featuring Chastity Belt, So Pitted, Dude York, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Death Cab for Cutie, and more. Passes are on sale now, so head on over to Bumbershoot.com.
Well, I'm not afraid to find it step outside and shoot. baby.
Yes.
Yo, when I'm writing, I repeatedly edit words and rework tracks. I'll admit, I'm like the Raptors, I got weak first drafts. So when I'm dropping a new flow, it's probably not all that solid at first post. You might call it a rouge, yo, but ballers improve, yo. And in the same way, soon the tunes get better and I polish a Juno. Who knows, I might get acknowledged in kudos. Cool though, long as I keep rocking a few shows. Not to model some new clothes, pocket that loot, bro. I'm still trying to figure tax stocks in the loopholes. Like where's the refund? We file form, deducted from gross. Should that be taken off the net like child porn? My smile's worn off, but I ain't that pissed though. I still got cash and I don't lack distro. And if I didn't, I wouldn't change to go back fistfuls or cold green. Homie, I'm no black mistro. Show that shit, just don't compromise. In this life, you just can't compromise. And with a time, you just can't compromise. And with these rhymes, you just can't compromise. Champ, see my fans greet a brother with hugs, laughs, and daps. They don't yell like banshees or stampede. Women ain't gotta dress fancy for the man. Please, my listeners understand me. My fight to go about this right, what the stand means. It's more than some grand schemes to hold up a Grammy. We fighting in a war that we can't see. My brothers and sisters in this struggle, there's no fans, we family. Same root and branch tree. Listen, I'm amped. Keep your hearts warm, minds on fire, and I'm antsy. I know it's so cliche, but I'm angry that some can't eat. Meanwhile, I'm letting a damn feast of pastas and canned meats rot in my pantry. Like, Lord, please, can we speak on this frankly? Like, God, why you letting this happen? Amen. He answers, son, I'm asking you the same thing. Cause you're supposed to be my servants out there working. Like, you're my hands reaching out to those that's hurting. You don't have long on this earth, then I hope you won't compromise. I said, I hope you won't compromise. In this life, yo, we just can't compromise. In this fight, yo, we just can't compromise. When our time, yo, we just can't compromise. Our whole lives, yo, we just can't compromise. I said, we just can't compromise. There's too many ways and ways to compromise. This stands wrong, yo, we just can't compromise. It's like that.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. That was our old buddy.
Shad K.
Yeah, playing some Shad K with Compromise from his album called The Old Prince. And that was grooving.
I know. I liked it. It's lo-fi but and funky.
Shad was on the show, what, 2011? He did an Are You Aware mixtape.
He came into the studio and did an interview and an Are You Aware mixtape. Absolutely yeah. Correct.
Well before his CBC foray.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Radio Q.
He was a little shy, I think, Ed. So I think he's obviously now on the other end.
We broke him in.
I think now that he's at the other end, it's an interesting place to go from interviewee to interviewer and vice versa.
I would think it's a lot more difficult to interview people.
That's why we do it so well.
Yes.
Wow, we're just so self-congratulatory today.
We are.
Oh, my God.
So for those that don't know, Shad is a Canadian hip-hop recording artist and broadcaster. We told you about that. Born in Kenya of Rwandan parents, raised in London, Ontario. Shout out to London. That's my old hood. And he was named as the new host of CBC Radio 1 program called Q in March 2015. And I think this is really, really cool. He's bilingual, speaks English and French, and the guy's a smart fella. Not only is he a talented hip-hop artist, he holds a business degree from Laurier University and a master's degree in liberal arts from SFU out here in Vancouver.
Yeah, and his debut album, when it was over, was self-made. That was released in 2005 and was financed with $17,500 he won from the 91.5 The Beats Rhythm of the Future talent competition while he was still a student at Wilfrid Laurier University, which is pretty crazy. Like, you're studying and you just released and won a competition. So pretty damn good. He in 2007, he was signed by Black Box Recordings for a 3-album deal and released the second album, The Old Print, which is what we heard the song Compromise from. And his 4th album, Flying Colors, was released in 2013, and that was nominated for a Juno Award in 2014 and shortlisted for the 2014 Polaris Music Prize.
And Shad is a generous, generous human. Himself, he collaborated with Dallas Green of Alexis on Fire and City in Color, and they supported Rob Dyer's Skate for Cancer charity. As the recipient of all profits from the sale of their collaboration, Shad and Dallas, which was called Two Songs. And I remember when Rob Dyer was doing Skate for Cancer. Pretty cool initiative. So the two-song EP that Shad and Dallas Green put out featured brand new songs, Live Forever, co-written by the pair, in one afternoon in the studio, which that's really cool. I love when musicians collaborate and do that, as well as a remix of Shad's Listen, which includes Green on vocals. So Skate for Cancer was formed by Dyer after his mother passed away of the disease, and he skateboarded across North America, New Zealand, and Australia, spreading education about cancer prevention, and his efforts have resonated in particular with youth through his affiliation with the skateboarding and music communities.
Pretty inspirational.
Yeah, very cool kid.
One of his legs must have been massive from, like, pressing along.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah.
That's where my brain goes.
I love where your brain goes.
Before that, we had Lord Huron from the States with their song, what did we play? We played Fool for Love from their album Strange Trails. They're based in Los Angeles, and their debut album, Lonesome Dreams, was released in 2012. Then band's name was inspired by Lake Huron, the lake which the band founder, Ben Schneider, grew up visiting. So that's it's a little bit of a throwback to Canada, right?
Huron County. You've heard of Huron County. A number of our friends live in Huron County.
Is that where Grand Bend is?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Yeah, I grew up in Oxford County.
There you go.
Yep.
Excellent. Southwest Ontario represent.
And Lake Huron is a great lake.
Ah, literally and figuratively.
Both.
Lake Huron released their sophomore album, Strange Trails. We need to go and have a drink. We're going crazy. On April 6, 2015. And they played Vancouver Folk Fest a couple of weeks ago. And you were there. Did you see them?
I actually missed them.
Oh, what?
Yeah, you just threw me under the bus there. I didn't want to admit that on air, but I kind of had to. But I heard they were absolutely spectacular.
Well, they were and the Sunday closer, right?
Yes, they were. Yeah, I wouldn't expect any less from them. So, Two Brothers Summer Festival is an annual music and beer festival with the ultimate goal of raising money for charity. And Lord Huron is involved with that event. Two Brothers Summer Festival was June 3rd to 4th, and marked its 8th year this year. And it featured headliners, Cold War Kids, Lord Huron, of course, The Lone Below, and Fox. And this year's festival benefited local charities in Illinois, including Make-A-Wish Illinois. So good for Lord Huron for giving
music,
back.
Beer and charity.
You can't go wrong.
I know, damn.
That's a winning combination every time, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Well, this is your choice, bud. So
yeah, so we're going to play some Canadiana. We're going to play some Hannah Georges. This is a song from her latest album. She's a Canadian pop rock singer-songwriter, currently based in Vancouver. Had some really good success early in her career. Nominated for 4 Juno Awards. And I thought this was an interesting fact and something I didn't know about her. She played in a band with Tim Oxford of the Arkells in high school before moving to Victoria for university. So her latest album is her 3rd. It's called For Evelyn. Came out in June. She headlined Catalano Festival on West 4th in Vancouver earlier this month. And she really supports the juvenile diabetes.
Yeah, her proceeds from 2009 EP, The Beat Stuff, which sold 6,000 copies in Canada, went to the organisation, and she also donated the money Walmart paid her to turn her jingle for the big box chain into a full song, You've Got a Place to Call Home, which is available as a free download. Founded in 1974 by parents with children of diabetes, JDRF research strategies focus on accelerating process and moving potential treatments, therapies and cures as quickly as possible through the research pipeline in order to benefit these kids with diabetes. And did you see the other day, talking about charitable work and campaigns, the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge?
Is that back?
No, it's...
I was going to say, I thought that was like a one-trick pony.
No, it's not back, but the money raised from the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge funded some really breakthrough research.
Oh, I did not see that. Yeah. I almost had like a little bit of a nightmare right there on the spot when you were saying the Ice Bucket Challenge is back. I know it did a lot of good, but...
It also became a little...
It became a little bit old, and I'm wondering how many people did it and didn't donate, and, you know, that's a bigger discussion.
Yes.
But I'm really happy to hear that the money it raised actually funded some research that, you know,
is
did
working
some good.
Towards, yeah, absolutely. So I'll find out a little bit more about that so we can chat about that in the next break. But right now we have Hannah Georges with her song Evelyn from her album For Evelyn. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
I'm not afraid anymore.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come out to Dance Sport BC's Summer Dance Series. Starting June 24th to September 2nd, there will be free lessons, shows, and social dancing from 7:30 to 11:30 p.m. every Friday under the domes at Robson Square. Everyone is welcome. No partner experience is required. There will be lessons for beginners and shows put on by dance professionals and local dance schools. For more information, visit their website at dancesportbc.com.
Their weapons would be powerless before the onslaught of the beast. The beast. The beast.
Deep down, things that don't want to be found. Lurking in the underground. Rearing up ahead. To break the surface each day brings new things to find. The curious mind working through the night to learn the purpose.
Big sound, impossibly unimaginably hot, spinning colossally loud. Big sound, impossibly unimaginably hot. Up invisible strands to formulate and understand the planet we live on. Scratch the surface. Thousands of years with an eye to glass, staring up at the stars and everything between, to learn the purpose.
Big sound, impossibly unimaginably hot.
Radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite
indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to one.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that was Whitney with the song Golden Days from Light Upon the Lake, which was released this year. Gosh, we're really representing Chicago tonight.
Chi-Town, all the way. Chi-Town,
all the way. They're from, obviously, Chicago and formed just in 2015, so they're really not that old at all, and signed to Secretly Canadian record label, which I love. The band was formed shortly after the breakup of member Max Kayak and Julian Richards in, I can't even say their name, band Smith Westerns in 2014. They debuted their album Light Upon the Lake in June 2016 and then have toured internationally, playing the Cobalt on August 1st. Are you going?
I plan to buy tickets.
Which is next week.
Yeah.
August is next week. That's ridiculous.
It is, yeah. That's like Tuesday or something.
So actually, ridiculous.
Might even be Monday. They've got a sweet sound, though, and Golden Days, that's like a sunny Thursday kind of track, if you ask me. Before that, a little bit of a different vibe going on. We played the Moulettes, their track called Behemoth, from their 2016 album called Preternatural. And I got a chance to see them at the Vancouver Folk Festival, and they are a true treat to see live. They definitely bring an edge. They're pretty heavy, considering they play bassoon on their songs, distorted bassoon at that. But they're an English experimental folk band formed in 2002. Consists almost entirely of multi-instrumentalists who experiment with both electric and acoustic instruments. And the band often incorporate orchestral and progressive elements into their music and occasionally play with a chamber orchestra, which is really cool. Preternatural is their fourth album, and the album contains some really interesting lyrical content that deals with strange creatures in the natural world, things like that. So it's pretty interesting album. I suggest you check it out.
And they were pretty killer at the show.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Definitely.
Awesome.
Yeah, definitely brought the energy. Their sound doesn't necessarily match their look.
Huh.
Yeah, so I hadn't really heard much of them. And when they got up on stage, they actually wear kind of matching outfits. They're definitely stylized quite uniquely, put it that way. And then they have a really heavy edge for a quote-unquote folk band.
Yeah, exactly. They're part of the folk fest, so there's a stretch of folk there somewhere.
Yeah, definitely.
So before we go, because we've only got another 15 minutes to get four songs in, I just wanted to give you the update. So the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge actually raised more than $100 million in a 30-day period. And you and I are both fundraisers, so that is phenomenal.
Yeah, that's unheard of. Unheard of.
And one of these, they fully fund, and obviously this was able to fully fund a number of research projects. And one of these was Project MinE, which is a large data-driven initiative which was funded through the Ice Bucket Challenge, as well as donations from the organization's Georgia and New York chapters. The project's researchers announced on Monday that they have identified a new gene associated with the disease, which experts say could lead to a new treatment possibility. So that is awesome.
Really, really cool to hear. Yeah, definitely.
And you know, like we were saying earlier, jumping on the bandwagon, and people were sort of slacktivism is one thing that they described about people just trying to jump on the trend but not actually giving. And people were, you know, there's a lot of controversy around the fact that should people be throwing out water when there's a drought and things like that. But the proof is in the pudding. They raised $100 million, and now they've been able to fund research.
Yeah, no, it's definitely really good to hear that, because I know I was questioning back during the Ice Bucket Challenge when it was going on how much good it was going to create. So,
and it's funny because 2014 was the Ice Bucket Challenge. I can't remember what was the big trend from last year, and then bloody Pokemon Go is the massive trend this year, which I hope you're not on, because I think I might disown you as a friend. So I'm trying to remember what happened last year that everybody was like jumping on the bandwagon for. Maybe we need to,
I don't know. I'm going to have to Google that after the show.
Yeah. I've been racking my brain. Anyway.
Let's play some more music. Yeah, I'm going to tee this one up because we don't have much time left, and we've got a couple songs we want you to hear tonight. So we're going to play Nako and the Medicine for the People. This track's called Make a Change from their latest album called Hoka. The band are advocates for a number of different organizations, including Honor the Earth, Honor the Treaties, Be the Change Charities, Project Survival Media, and Do It for the Love Foundation. That's just to name a few. They're playing the Commodore Ballroom on October 12th. Without further ado, here's NACO and the Medicine for the People. Make a change. You're listening to Are You Aware?
Change, it's evident. Our transformation imminent. A chance for my soul's intelligence to redefine line of indifference. I bypass this paper with that well scratched pad. I was looking at my poetry for the reasons I had never stopped and let someone else take the wheel. Now I'm in the backseat, like, what the fuck is real? Got to bury the hatchet, bones, no casket. The dead don't dance to Elias' message. So restless, cross it off my checklist. Poetic warfare up there with horsehair, he's reckless. Acts like he's got a dead wish. True, are you good? Chicken the trickster, laws of nature, loyal creatures. Son of the Most High, willing to wage my plan, and I'ma stick to it. I'ma ultimately liberate my consciousness. I want to change. I will make a change. Cost. Well, that's over, yes. My list of distractions is infinite. My delusion to grandeur all equipped with dark horse, back doors, and some wizard shit. Well, I did not know they were gonna choose me, and I ought to take myself more seriously. Cause what comes through me will ain't no trick. And I know that all of us are born with different gifts. So let yourself from top to take a couple steps back. On an abstract, I took up beneath the cracks. I didn't call me off the throne, not drag my feet. Standing quicksand with pants, I'd accept defeat. Got work to do, let me get back at it. The clock is ticking, I can hear you through the static. Now I'm lucky and dramatic, enemies don't sleep. In fact, some are human and that's hard to believe. Cause I'm such a visual person, my third eye don't lie. He's a wise guy inside, even fooled himself twice. Thinking maybe I'm not ready to be leading the way. I mean, fuck, I'm only human, but I make some mistakes. An earthquake took place within my lifetime of fear. I get it to show past, the beginning is near. I want to change. I will make a change.
If I make it out alive, you come out on the other side. It's a sacrifice of all, is the reason that I die. And I know this year shall pass, so I'll put it in the past. And of all the things I fear, it is it now and it is here. I'll make a change.
I will make a change. I wanna walk. But I keep tripping over ditches of my selfishness. When I pass a fist to a pacifist, I keep beating my neck, pushing to defacing it. So I'm facing it, some gladiator shit. Yeah, I'm ripping up a rhythm, think I'm heating it. But it's nonstop knocks from the mountaintops to the city block, to the tank stop and block. Nothing but the got shot dead on the sidewalk. Ray of cops doing inside jobs that I'm shit. So my hands stretched out to the sky. I got some poems in my left and a gun in my right. My eyes are cry over bulletproof rock. Cause I know I didn't come to make it. And I thrive in the midst of a battle. Front line, you can see me in the struggle. These are the songs of a walk towards revival. Even brave men can put down their rifles. I got my orders and I'ma follow them. You can buy me, you can back inside the lion's den. I'm making friends and I'm in with some evil men. Gonna bring them in, inject them with the medicine. I'ma do no harm, but I'ma take no shit. And I'ma build a bridge out of the emptiness. Then potentially, what I'ma live to be. The hardest working bear in the fucking industry, yeah. I will make a change. I will make a change.
Hey, why so sad?
Oh, nothing really.
Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
One!
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved. And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about. See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific.
You know, I'm so proud.
Away in this breath, the air alive. Swords of water cutting the sides through half-closed eyes. A marble curtain floating down. Swimming into fish's mouths and waving. Call of the wind in the ways of the sea. You won't believe what's out there.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. That was Great Lake Swimmers with The Great Bear from their album A Forest of Arms. Great track, kind of mellow, so we're going to pick it up for our last portion of this program.
Yeah, I hope you've enjoyed the show. We'll be back in 2 weeks, and as always, be good to one another. If you want to find out more about Are You Aware, we're on the Twitter, the Instagram, and the Facebook, Are You Aware Radio. This is Lee Fields and The Expressions with their song Ladies from their 2009 album My World. This has just got a little bit of soul, so get off the floor and get on down. See you in a couple of weeks.
Adios.
Adios.
Take a